and her head started to ache, and she felt frightened. "It's no use, my dear child," Orhan Bey would say in his kindly, cultured, sympathetic way. "It's no use trying to force things that are not ready to be forced. In time the mists will clear, but you will have to be patient." Patient? When the days and the weeks were creeping by, she felt as if she was in a trap. A silk line trap, but a trap nevertheless. Tonight she had seen Charles Villiers, who had been introduced to her a week ago for the second time, and 10 minutes ago he had slipped as unostentatiously as possible out of this same French window, beside which she was standing. And she felt that she had to find him. If necessary, she would search for him, for he was her own countryman, and surely if she appealed to him, he would help her. She wasn't at all certain how he could help her, but he could listen to her. Without Orhan Bey standing by and interjecting gently that she was a little overwrought, that she wasn't yet fully recovered. She bit her lip as the determination washed over her to make Charles Villiers listen to her, and then she was outside on the coolness of the lawn, feeling the crispness of the turf through her flimsy sandals. Her black chiffon dress, which had arrived that afternoon from a very exclusive dressmaker, eddied as the night wind caught at it, and a pale slice of silvery moon, like a slice of watermelon, hanging in the violet darkness of the Istanbul sky, turned the cloud of soft fair hair on her shoulders to a cloud of silver gilt. She peered in the direction of the old coach house building, nowadays serving the purpose of a commodious modern garage that reared itself up before her, and saw a line of cars glittering in the pale moon rays. She also thought she saw someone moving in the shadows of the coach house. Charles Villiers was not particularly tall, but he had a curious feline grace that made his movements distinctive. And somehow she knew she was not mistaken. A cigarette end glowed brightly for an instant, and then the someone behind it stabbed it out, or crushed it underfoot, and she had the impression that the movements were continuing across the lawn. Behind the coach house rose the miraculously slender minarets of the Blue Mosque, and its many cupolas, and they could...